The wealthiest people have impact, influence, and share their message on a global scale. Hi, my name's Jake Davey, and this is the Influence Podcast. And it's my attempt to share the lessons that I've learned along the way to now building my own seven-figure online business with Instagram through our flagship training program, Instagalactic. I also want to share the lessons that I've learned from being part of sales and marketing teams that have generated over $19 million in sales over the past few years. My hope is that this information falls into the right hands or into the right ears of people that are driven for change and have a strong desire to make more money, share their message, and have impact and influence on a global scale. And finally, if you're a new or existing business owner or entrepreneur listening to this right now and you want to move faster with this and actually focus on the implementation where this stuff actually gets done, then I'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to connect with me and the team directly through Instagram. The name of the account is my full name, at Jake Adam Davey, and I'll respond personally. I'd love to hear more about what you're doing, who you're doing it for, and how we may be able to assist you moving forward. Thank you so much for listening to the Influence Podcast. I hope you share and enjoy. Good artists copy, great artists steal. Picasso's quote. Now, this could not apply any better to Instagram and the development of Instagram since it was bought by Facebook or bought by Meta back in 2013. I am so excited about sharing this with you. I want to share six examples, and there might be an additional seventh, where Instagram has completely stolen from other channels and other platforms. Now, firstly, if you're watching this video and you're wondering, is Instagram the right platform for me? Is Threads the right platform for me going forward? Then I want to show you firstly why Instagram is such a powerful tool in your arsenal of social media audience building and actually building your brand and connecting with more people around the world. And you might be thinking, well, Instagram, is that really for business? Should I be on LinkedIn? Should I be on Twitter? Should I be on Facebook? Should I be on any of these other channels? And time and time and time again, what we've seen is that Instagram rises to the top. And there's a specific reason for that. It's because good artists copy, great artists steal. So let me share with you the six examples where Instagram, through Facebook, of course, owned by Meta, where Instagram has not just copied, but it has completely stolen. Number one, hashtags. Hashtags originally started on Twitter. Believe it or not, they started on Twitter. And what happened? Facebook saw that and they brought it across to their channel, Instagram. And it's funny, for a very long time, when we've been teaching Instagram since 2016, one of the biggest questions and one of the biggest topics has always been hashtags. How do I find the right hashtags? How do I get the best hashtags? Which hashtag should I use? Which hashtags are working? Why aren't my hashtags working? Etc., etc., etc. And the crazy thing is, people associate hashtags with Instagram, but the reality is they didn't start on Instagram. They actually started on Twitter. They were stolen by Instagram and put directly into Twitter. And now they've been they've been a fundamental part of the platform. So that's example number one, stealing from Twitter. Number two, live video. Now, believe it or not, live video did not start on Instagram, but it became a huge feature and a huge part of this channel and this platform. Live video actually started on a channel called Periscope. Periscope was later bought by Twitter. But even before it was bought by Twitter, live video started appearing on lots of different social media channels, including Instagram. Another example where they weren't hanging around or trying to reinvent the wheel or create this brand new thing. Instead, what they did is they looked at what was happening elsewhere, what grew the popularity of different channels, and then they took it and put it directly into Instagram. So example number two is live video. Number three, one of my favorites. They completely stole the good stuff from Snapchat. Now, you may or may not remember Snapchat. Yes, I believe it is still going, but it was huge around 2014, 2015, 2016. And it totally started to decline when Instagram jumped on board. Instagram tried to buy Snapchat. Snapchat said no, so what did they do? Instagram took the very best features from Snapchat and put them directly into the middle of the Instagram platform. What were those features? It was disappearing stories, disappearing pictures, disappearing videos. Now, we take for granted that stories on Instagram and stories on Facebook are a mainstay for this platform. But the reality is that they came from a different channel. They actually came from Snapchat. So Instagram saw the growth of Snapchat. It saw them getting all this good press and all this excitement and all these new users and thought, we can't have this. So what do? They took the best feature, the disappearing pictures, the disappearing videos, and they put them front and center into the middle of the Instagram platform. That is where today we now have Instagram stories. Example number four, the fourth theft from Instagram is when they created Instagram TV. IGTV was created, off the top of my head, 2017, perhaps 2018. And it was touted at the time as a rival to YouTube. Now, initially, the way it was created is that video could be a maximum of 10 minutes for most users and a maximum of 60 minutes for kind of privileged users, if you like, special users who perhaps had enormous audiences. And then they kind of played around, they changed different things and they changed the rules. But the reality is that eventually they totally removed it because they binned it off because it just did not work. Firstly, they could not in any way rival YouTube. YouTube is the second biggest search engine in the world after Google, and it's a mainstay now of people's lives. So they did try to launch that, and they did for a while have Instagram TV as a part of the platform. It was certainly an interesting addition. However, it wasn't quite capturing the attention of the Instagram users. So later it was removed, and it was removed because it was replaced by the next thing. And the next thing, number five, is Instagram Reels. Now, so every single person on the planet pretty much that was with us through 2020 and COVID, and of course this incredible crazy thing that happened that has never been seen by society before, when everybody was locked down across the world, many, many people, I should say, were locked down across different countries around the world. They couldn't go out of their homes, they couldn't go out of their houses. So what do? They turn to social media to connect. And there's no question whatsoever that the world has been completely changed because of it. One of the massive trends that happened through 2020 was the rise and rise and rise of TikTok, a short form video, vertical video channel, vertical video platform where users could share funny videos, interesting videos, engaging, educational, and all this type of content in vertical video for more or less the first time where it became a main channel. Now again, Instagram saw the rise and rise and rise of TikTok. They thought, we can't have that. So what did they do? They copied, yes, they stole, in fact, the best features, and they put them into the Instagram platform. This brought about the launch of Instagram Reels. And for a very, very long time, Reels has been firstly a mainstay, but also the main feature of the platform. People that have used Reels well in the past couple of years have seen enormous growth in their audiences on the Instagram platform. And now it's another example of TikTok comes along, they create a great new feature that people love. So what does Instagram do? It takes that feature, it puts it front and center in the platform, and continues to maintain a huge audience database. Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message from me. If we are not yet connected on Instagram, please do so. This is where we do our best work. This is where we spend the majority of our time. And of course, this is where we've got the results for our business ongoing. You're welcome to join tens of thousands of people that are following us right now on the platform and learning how to grow and monetize an audience on Instagram. Send me a quick message, say hello, or just simply hit follow at Jake Adam Davey. And I look forward to seeing you over there. Number six. This happened, it wasn't quite so big, it wasn't quite so popular, and it didn't quite take off. But it's another example of Instagram trying to muscle in and stealing the best ideas from other people. Clubhouse, when that emerged, and I believe that was 2021, the turn of the year in 2021, Clubhouse emerged, and it was a platform where people could go into rooms and speak on stages, virtual stages, and actually share ideas. And you could join a room and listen to people talking. It was purely audio. There was no video, there was no pictures apart from the profile images and such. And so it was just a totally audio platform. Is it still going? Yeah, I think so. Are people still using it? No, certainly not so much. And it felt more like a feature of a main platform rather than a main platform itself. Instagram knew that, and so they introduced rooms. Now, they kind of didn't take off. Some people used them, some people didn't, and it's not really a mainstay of the platform anymore because actually the idea, I'm not convinced that the idea had legs. But it's just a great example that as soon as another channel started, Clubhouse started, then suddenly they're like, oh my God, well, we need to create our own. So they did. They created rooms on Instagram. So that's six. But I did say, of course, that there was number seven, which I'm going to share with you in just a moment. But you might be thinking, well, why does all this matter? Why does it matter that Instagram continues to steal the best things from all these different channels again and again and again? Well, it matters because it shows continually that Instagram is going to be a mainstay of social media communication and social media engagement, and the opportunity to reach your audience and build your audience on a global scale for a very long time. Instagram is under the Meta umbrella. They have a huge amount of money.
They want to stay as the leading channels and the leading platforms across the world, which is why we see whenever a new channel develops something, because Meta, Instagram, has so much wealth, they can afford to build these new features and put them straight into the platform to hold onto and keep their audience on the platform. Great news for business owners, great news for entrepreneurs, great news for people that want to expand their audience, because it means that you only need that channel plus one or two others to reach your core audience again and again and again. Let's go into bonus number 7. I said there were 6, but of course there's 7, because there's this new channel, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Threads. And Threads is a direct copy, of Twitter. Okay, now, should I be saying that? Maybe not so much, but I'm not the one that's getting in hot water about it. Mark Zuckerberg is the one that has had some raised eyebrows from Elon Musk. And there's been quite a bit of controversy in the early stages of this launch of the platform, because there appear to be so many similarities to Twitter. Now, will it reach the size of Twitter? Maybe. Will it overtake Twitter? Maybe. Will it be the Twitter killer, which it's being touted as? Maybe. We don't yet know. However, what is fascinating is that we are seeing again, another example that a social media platform is doing something well, or it's continuing to grow, and Meta steps in under, or Instagram steps in under the Meta umbrella, and they launch a new channel. And in this case, Threads becomes the rival to Twitter. It will be interesting to see how each of this plays out, and if Threads continues to grow and be used, or if Twitter has a comeback and takes over again. But the one thing to keep in mind, and this is the magic, is that Meta only needs 1 out of 4 of all of their users to adopt Threads for it to be bigger than Twitter. I'll say that again. Instagram, under the Meta umbrella, Instagram only needs 1 out of every 4 of their users to adopt Threads for it to be bigger than Twitter. So chances are, if it gets that that large adaptation right in the early stages and people adopt the platform early, then it can very likely be bigger than Twitter in the future.
Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message from me. If you have been listening to the show for a while and you're really enjoying the information, then I would also like to assist you one step further with the implementation. Of course, results happen when we take action. And so if you know that this is a good fit for you right now and you just want to start getting results faster, we would love to hear from you. You're welcome to go across to the website jakeadamdavy.com/assist, or you can DM me directly on Instagram with the word assist. And I would love to see if myself and the team are able to assist you and your business achieving your goals and moving forward monetizing Instagram. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you.
These are the 6+1 reasons why, I would say 6 reasons why Instagram should be and could be and will be, and I hope for a very long time continue to be, the leading social media platform for you to build your audience, build your brand, and monetize online. And it just shows that because they continue to steal from other places around the internet and other social media channels, that by using this the right way, you can continue to grow your audience and ultimately build your business and generate wealth online. I truly hope this has been useful. Please do connect with me on Instagram. Leave a comment below if you found this useful. And absolutely 100% now connect with me on Threads as well. I would love to see you over there. Thank you so much. Look after yourself, and we'll speak very soon. Bye for now.
Hi friends, Jake here again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You can find links to anything that we've discussed, books, trainings, other podcasts, anything currently that we're enjoying, you will find those in the show notes, or you'll find it somewhere in and around all the information that you usually find in a podcast. And a reminder that if you'd like to know more about what I do, if you want more of tools, resources, any recommendations, readings, free training, products and such, then you can find all of that on the website jakeadamdavy.com. Equally, if you want to come over and say hello, Instagram is always the best place, and the account is @jakeadamdavy. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't hesitate to leave us a review. Of course, the more stars, the better. And equally, sharing is caring. So if you've heard something or listened to something that you've enjoyed yourself and you think will be beneficial or useful to other people, please do pass that on. It will be very much appreciated. And as you know, when you get a recommendation from somebody that you trust, there really is nothing better. Thank you so much. And until next time, stay on mission, do something extraordinary for others, keep inspiring, and keep growing your circle of influence. Goodbye.